Dreamscape presents Falling in Line by Casey Stockton.
Narrated by Cara Swingline and Evan Sibley.
Chapter 1. June.
I was only 46% positive I was making a huge mistake, which didn't sound promising, but it meant I was less than half full of nervous energy. Positivity was still the majority, optimistically chirping in my ears, whispering potential. Maybe the entire town of Arcadia Creek and their deep-seated roots had grown and changed in the 5 years since I left. Maybe they'd progressed. For all I knew, they'd done away with the annual sock hop and finally let Nancy Jo retire from her job as church pianist. The woman was nearing 90. She deserved to sit on a cushion while she worshipped. She'd done her time. I rumbled down Main Street in the back seat of an Uber, my resolve slipping further with the familiarity of each passing storefront. Each sign looked exactly as it had 5 years ago, down to the chipped paint on Gigi's Diner and faded red lettering on the window of Flora's Salon. Who was I kidding? This town hadn't changed. Nancy Jo was definitely still playing the piano every Sunday. No one had forgiven me. I needed to prepare for war. The residents of Arcadia Creek had a way of creating problems where there were none, rallying around their own in defense, and they loved having someone to hate. The problem was, I wasn't one of them. Not anymore. I was the villain here. To make things worse, I'd earned every bit of anger, bitterness, and judgment they were harboring for me. So I couldn't even be mad about it. Maybe I should have brushed up on battle strategies during my flight to Texas. My current plan involved an ambush, and I had the niggling feeling Dad wouldn't approve. That was the best case scenario. You don't want to hear the worst. Dad and I had FaceTimed regularly since I'd moved to Riverside, California, during college 5 years ago. But I hadn't seen him in person since our summer trip to Colorado last year. It had been like pulling teeth to get him to Denver in the first place. If there was one thing Billy Baker didn't like, it was change. The second was accepting help. I was cashing in on both of those grievances by being here. But he needed my help.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?